Some combinations sound odd, but work really well together. Pickles and ice cream, French fries and milkshakes, bacon, turkey bacon in my case, and donuts. Three musicians stumbled across a recipe that combines American and Chinese music, and it just works. Grammy Award-winning American folk artists Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer teamed up with Chinese musician Chao Qian for a new album called From China to Appalachia. It blends musical traditions from opposite sides of the world as smoothly as peanut butter and chocolate. Let's start with how this trio came to be. Kathy, Marcy, you met Chao in 2017. Kathy, what happened when you invited Chao over to your house for a jam session?
Well, Chao had apparently never been to a jam session, and Chao actually thought it had to do with food.
You were like, sure, oh, jam on bread.
That's right. And it took about two tunes for her to just move into a different mode, get into the idea of collaborating and improvising and play along with each other.
What was that like, Chao?
Yeah, that day changed my music career, my music direction. Once I get into this improvisational world, I never come back.
Marcy, what happened when you all played your first concerts together?
We had a fantastic time, but the reaction of the audience, there were some Chinese people in the audience, and then our folk people came, and it was electric. So then we realized it was more than us bonding and having a great time.
Now, Kathy, back in February, you posted a video on TikTok promoting your concert tour. Let's hear a bit of that.
Here's a little tune we're just working up today. We're going to overlay a Chinese tune with an American tune called Glory in the Meeting House. So we call this Glory Meets the Meeting House. One, two, three, four. It went viral. It shocked us. We threw it up on TikTok, and the next day it had a quarter of a million views.
Quarter of a million?
But the great thing was it sold out all of our shows. It brought a whole new audience and a lot of young people, and they have loved the collaboration.
The Chinese audience is actually from the States. They're like familiar with those Chinese tunes that I introduced to Kathy and Marcy. And every time I can see, they're like, wow, those are sounds that we grew up with.
Chao, if you could describe the instrument you played.
The Chinese dulcimer is an instrument that was originally introduced by Western traveler in the late 16th century to East Coast China. I feel like a deep cultural connection when playing Appalachian music. So many commonalities in scale, format, instrumentation, where I can catch glimpses of Chinese folk songs.
Now, Kathy, you play a traditional five-string banjo. Tell me about what you do to make your instruments blend with Chao's instrument from China.
On the five-string banjo, different keys and different moods are achieved by different tunings. So, for instance, this is a double C tuning and a little bit of but if I just change one string, now I'm in a modal tuning. And probably in this band, I use about six different tunings, and each one of them evokes something different, and Chao can match that.
And Chao, what are some of the things that you do to make your hammer dulcimer mesh with the banjos?
Oh, yeah. So a technique that we borrowed from sliding guitar is to use a ring sliding.
Oh, that is really, I can hear the slide ring. Marcy, you play a cello banjo.
Yeah, the cello banjo is a big banjo tuned like a cello. And so it has a lower side that the other instruments don't have. So I kind of gravitate to it and it gives us another texture.
We're just enjoying playing together and seeing what fits. Marcy and I started playing Glory in the Meeting House, and Chow, within 20 seconds, said, there's a Chinese tune that sounds a lot like this.
Yeah.
And we can overlay them and have a really amazing collaboration at the same time. And I think it's a great metaphor for how music and cultures become that people-to-people diplomacy.
Yeah. So often now, when China and the U.S. are in the news, it's about economic competition and global tensions. And here you guys are finding these tunes that are part of a folk tradition that goes deep in these two different countries and meshing them on an album.
And you'd think people would hang out with artists more.
Yeah, that's right.
This old world will keep on turning, and our hearts will keep on yearning for each other. When the world's so unsure.
Marcy Markser, Kathy Fink, and Xiao Tian, their new album is called From China to Appalachia.